I'm Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project that collects the voices of our times. Here, 8-year-old Jack Pellucci asks his grandfather, Colonel John Pellucci, about his time in the Army.
What was your rank in the Army?
My rank in the Army? Well, when I retired, I was a full colonel. But when I started, I was a private. I came in the Army, I enlisted as a private because we had a war going on, Vietnam War. And I had finished college, and in those days we had what's called a draft. But if you were in college, they gave you what's called a deferment, which means you are deferred from service, you're not excused, but they'll give you the opportunity to finish your education. So when I finished my 4-year degree, I immediately became what's called 1A, which means you're at the top of the list to get drafted. So I thought if I wanted to control my own destiny, I would enlist and at least have some choices. And so that's what I did.
What did you do to train before you actually went to war?
Well, all soldiers go through basic training, which means those are the basic skills that you would need if you found yourself in war. How to shoot a rifle, how to administer first aid, how to protect yourself, how to protect yourself against a chemical type attack, all kinds of things like that. So all soldiers go through that. But then as you move into a unit and you know what your unit's mission was, I was in the field artillery. So we would train on how to use the artillery, how to employ it, how to move it. And we did that even when there wasn't a war. Then, if it, in fact war occurs, those units go through very intensive training, as we did. And you just practice and practice and practice those skills. It's kind of like a football team. They practice very hard, each position practices, and they have a playbook, a bunch of ideas. Well, in the military, we do the same thing, and we also have a playbook, depending on what our mission is, but we call it a battle book. So you prepare, and then when you go, you kind of know what it is you're going to do. Although, when you go into a war, anything can happen, so you have to be prepared to respond to that and react to it.
What did you like about the Army?
Well, that's an interesting question. When I first went in the Army, I was just going into satisfying my responsibilities and was going to spend 2 years or 3 years and leave. And then when I was going through my training as a private, I was selected to go to officer candidate school. And I thought, well, that's probably a good idea because I worked pretty hard to go through college and maybe I've got something to offer. So I went to officer candidate school. And when I came back from Vietnam, I went to an artillery unit in the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Bragg and really enjoyed what I was doing and was given a command as a captain, enjoyed it, enjoyed being around people. And I really enjoyed just having something to do that wasn't all about money. So my job was very exciting, had a lot of responsibility very early in my career, which continued to grow. And I just loved what I did. And when I retired, I kind of missed it.
Colonel John Pellucci and his grandson Jack from the StoryCorps mobile booth in Columbia, produced locally by Laura Hunsberger for South Carolina Public Radio. For more Narrative and StoryCorps interviews, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org. For Narrative, I'm Laura Hunsberger.